They're gonna be here all day.
Why?
In case we have any questions regarding budgets that may affect their operations.
You ready? I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting back to order. We do have quorum. First item on the agenda will be roll call.
Committee minutes.
Thank you. We're at roll call.
It's not okay.
We'll catch up today.
Morning, Scott.
8:12.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, here. Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler. Chair Potts.
Here. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Walker.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for the pretty weather, Lord. I just thank you for the change of seasons, Lord. I always look forward to the fall. And all of, you know, the football and the things that go along with it, Lord. I just want to thank you for those things. I just ask that you be with us the next couple weeks as we deliberate and make decisions that affect those that we serve, Lord. I just ask that you be with those that are in need right now. There's been loss. Lord, I know there's people suffering and in mourning, Lord. I just ask that you comfort them. Just ask that you bless our children and our elders, Lord. And just please forgive us for where we've sinned, Lord. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. While the committee is considering approval of minutes, I'd like to welcome everybody who's joined us today. Thank you very much for coming. If you could, please sign in up here at the podium so that we know you were able to join us today. Provide a little bit of insight to the committee on my plan for the day. We do have a meeting until 6 o'clock this evening. Anticipate recessing quite a few times, one for GovOps, one for Congressional Affairs. My hope was to work through ONCA 1971, 1989, and 1986 to be able to report those out this morning to Congress, and then dive into ONCA 1977 this afternoon. So that was my plan. You all are welcome to go in any order you would prefer. We'll leave that to the committee. Still on approval of minutes.
Move to approve the minutes of September 17th.
Motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Congresswoman Edwards.
I move to modify the agenda to place ONCA 1989 at the top of the agenda.
I don't know that we need to modify the agenda, but we can absolutely consider ONCA 1989 first. ONCA 1989 is an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnees County as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler, you are the author. You have the floor.
Thank you. This bill is one that comes up every year, and every year it doesn't seem to fit in the operations budget. We bring it in as a special bill on the outside, but it has been funded for several years. It's an amount of money that keeps the doors open at the CASA office upstairs. This is a program that manages the cases as child advocates to children, to me, the most extreme children in need, because they're the ones that have been taken away for abuse and neglect. They're placed in foster homes. They're moved around through the system, and all through that system, the one staying power through all of that are these CASA advocates. The advocates themselves are volunteers. The money goes toward the operations of the CASA program and allows them to keep the staff. Each year they have faced a reduction in federal funding. Thing that I always notice and check on is, because I go to their meetings, is that the bulk of the children within the system are Osage children, and that's always just devastating to me. So this is the Osage and Pawnee County CASAs, but the majority of them are Osage kids that are in the system. And so I'm asking once again, I know y'all have heard these arguments before, asking once again that you support this this cost to the nation and support this office.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So they're appointed by the Osage Nation courts, is that correct? And also Osage County and Pawnee County.
Yeah.
Do you know how many appointments are in each court?
When you say appointments, are you referring to the children or are you referring to the advocates?
The advocates.
There are a total of, I guess, 3.5 to 4 advocates for the entire area. Oh, you talk about the volunteers.
Yeah, my question is, so when you go to court, mm-hmm. and there's a deprived child case, the court decides whether to appoint a CASA, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so do you know how many CASAs have been appointed in Osage Nation courts for last year?
Oh, not in Osage Nation courts. I believe there are 6 within the organization for this area.
6 cases?
No, 6 advocates. So are you talking about cases?
Yes, because in order for them to do what they do, the court appoints them, right?
Right.
And so they say, in this case, mm-hmm. we're appointing a CASA. Mm-hmm. They have a choice to appoint a guardian ad litem mm-hmm. or guardian sure. litem and a CASA or right. have an attorney. So I'm just trying to figure out how many times in Osage court the court has appointed a CASA.
Oh, in Osage court alone, I can tell you.
Do you know overall how many cases they've been, CASAs
they have
been?
They usually run around 170. I think the last number I saw was 178 cases total.
Okay.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Just for clarification purposes, is this only for our courts or is this for?
No, it's for all the courts in the region.
Okay, thank you very much.
Congressman Walker.
I think the vast majority of the cases are appointed by Pawnee and Osage counties. But they serve Osage kids. That's what's important. And this $20,000 appropriation, it's been handled, and you know this, Congresswoman Edwards, it's been in the judicial branch's budget 3 or 4 times that I can remember, and we've done a single appropriation like this. I think the most important thing is the $20,000 gets appropriated, and why this always kind of gets kind of beat around a little bit sometimes, but they're good questions. I understand it, and it's a good program, and the volunteers, they spend a lot of time and they really don't get much compensation, if any, out of it.
Congresswoman Edwards.
That's why I asked the question, because we have appropriated it through the Osage courts before. I was trying to figure out if there was, we keep jumping back and forth, and I was trying to figure out why that was happening.
Congresswoman Stabler.
It can actually go anywhere. It's, you know, the court has their own operational costs, and that's what they use their tribal dollars for. So they don't carve this out of their budget. This has always been added to their budget. So the same thing, if we want to put it there, that's fine. They're willing to act as the, you know, the avenue to get the money to CASA, but they can also receive it themselves. So
That's why I don't think it makes sense. If they're not actually appointing a CASA in through the tribal court and then utilizing that funds to, if it's literally really a donation or a grant to CASA for whatever operations they're doing, then it does make more sense to me to be a standalone.
Congressman Walker.
I talked to Chief Justice Drin about it just recently, and she would prefer it be done this way.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to report ONCA 1989 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed? Seeing none. Motion passes. ONCA 1989 is reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to consider ONCA 1986 without objection.
Without objection, we'll move on to ONCA 1986, an act to authorize and appropriate $700,000 to the Property Improvement Fund, the General Fund, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor. Do we have a co-sponsor present?
I'll co-sponsor.
Congresswoman Edwards is a co-sponsor. Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
This is the Property Improvement Fund. We discussed it the other day. I believe we were waiting on some information and some answers from executive. There they are.
I'd like to welcome Ms. Rivard to the table. Also, Director Johnson here.
Okay. Hello, good morning. As I understand, this was going to be discussed this afternoon, and Casey is at a doctor's appointment with his father, and so I think he thought it was going to start around 2. But we do have the information, but I prefer that he discuss that. That's okay. If you'd consider moving it to this afternoon, that would probably be better.
And I can echo that. I had told Congresswoman Lemon that we would try to get to it this afternoon. I didn't anticipate such a light workload this morning, so was hoping to be able to work through it. I do understand that, and we have spoken with Director Johnson about the willingness to work on that this afternoon. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Ms. Rivard, you said that do have some documents. Can you please submit them to our clerk so we can look through them if we would have a break, so we can be prepared to talk about them? So if you have them with you, would you please submit them to her?
Yes, ma'am.
Stamped in. Thank you.
Would you like to take a brief recess to obtain documents?
So moved. Want
there's a motion for a recess. Is there a second? Motion dies for lack of a second. Congressman Walker.
Well, I was just going to say, let's go back up to the top and start on 1971. And I moved to table ONCA 1986 to the call of the chair.
There's a motion to table and a second. Any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, what's in that bill to me impacts my decision on other bills. So that's why I wanted to see the numbers. But I just won't be ready to vote on anything else until I see what that number is. But that's fine.
Any further discussion on the motion to table? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the ONCA 1986 is tabled to the call of the chair. We'll now move on to consideration of ONCA 1971. I'm the sponsor, Congressman Walker, you have the chair.
ONCA 1971, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Press for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $584,081 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've reviewed this budget before, that we still had a couple questions on it, and then also we have been notified that there have been changes that have been made to the budget that have not been officially communicated to Congress. So.
Move to postpone ONCA 1971.
Motion on the floor. Hearing no second. Congressman Potts, do you want to elaborate?
At this time, I have no further information other than the bill that's been considered before us and what we have received in official communications.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak to any information that we're waiting on? Or Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I believe the law that forms the Osage Press calls it an independent agency. That's why we consider this budget or this appropriation outside of the executive branch appropriation bill. If there's a supplemental documentation, Ms. Duty, have you submitted it to the Clerk of Congress?
First, what are the official communications and changes made to the bill? Congressman Potts.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We don't know.
Okay, well, I didn't send any official communications, so who was the communication from?
We've not received one at this time. What I do know is that there, if I'm remembering correctly, this had a similar issue with the election board, where board stipends were included in the operations budget of the Osage News. And we were looking for documentation to back those out. But that would be in the support documentations. So if I'm recalling correctly, I think that was the issue with this. And then we had a couple other questions.
But we also still have the issue of whether the board is an advisory or governance board, which will change our budget. And we were hoping that the Congress would or the GovOps committee would discuss changing the board to a governance board, which would change our budget. It would raise their stipends.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yeah, and that would be in a different committee, but I thought that you reported the other day that they wanted to remain as an advisory.
But we also discussed in the GovOps committee on Tuesday, Wednesday, I can't remember which day, that we were moving toward making them a governance board.
And is that in the bill that's being considered on the Osage Press?
No.
Ms. Duty?
It was discussed that that amendment would have to be made to the Boards and Commissions Act, and somebody would need to sponsor that.
We're proposing an amendment. Congressman Potts.
That's what I was going to suggest. We had kind of gone down that trail. I don't know that we've reached a conclusion on that. And in that conversation centered around who has the authority to hire. Just to refresh everyone's memory, I think there were quite a few of us on GovOps that were also part of that conversation. So I am familiar with that, but I did also look up the support documentations that we have on file for Osage News, and it is the board member stipends are included in employee benefits and payroll taxes of the Osage News. And then there's also the editorial board support documentation that's been submitted. So,
Congresswoman Whitehorn, then Congresswoman Edwards.
So, on the face, since we have all these moving parts, we're considering a budget before us. If we have to do legislative acts to change the status of the board, I'm not opposed to doing that or considering that, but if that does happen, when that in my mind, that's not going to happen this session. In my mind, if that does happen moving forward, we can always bring your budget back in and do a appropriation amendment if the governance board should change. Now, my question is, I thought that there were two tables in there. I thought that was the editorial boards. You want that out of there? I'm trying to get clear on why Section 7, what's going to happen with Section 7 here?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe Section 7 needs to remain untouched. The inclusion of board member stipends is in the Osage News submission. So in Section 6, I believe, that's why I was trying to work on an amendment. Section 6, the 70,160 includes, according to support documentation, 8,944 for board members.
That was my recollection. They were going to take it out.
Congresswoman Edwards.
My recollection is that was going to be taken out.
Let's just amend it at
Congressman
the table.
Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've not amended that here at the table. Signing a committee report right now, but I was working on that before, so I can get back to that. It'd be
Page 3, line.
So, Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I think when we find mistakes, I guess that could be called a mistake, we ask the executive branch to, or the entity to redo their support documentation and their budget so that it matches what the bill's going to be. Now, I understand Ms. Duty's problem, and I really feel like there's more time. First of all, I think in the body of the bill that establishes the press, we should identify what kind of board it is, because we're listing the responsibilities of the board in the bill. And so I think we should make clear in the bill. That way we don't go through this conversation. I wish we would do this with all the boards so that we knew whether they were a governance board or something else. And then you can figure the stipends based on how many governance boards you have, blah, blah, blah. But the fact that they jump around is concerning to me. I mean, so I would like for us to continue to work in GovOps. There's 2 more weeks left, and see if we can get that done so that we can fix this subsequent to that. I mean, I think we need to make a decision about this.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I agree with that, with doing that, and it is on the table. But I think the resolution that designates is what's the problem here, and that, and as far as I know, that hasn't been filed. Not that it can't be, but I think we need to go ahead and at least make this amendment right now to get it in correct form right now, and then address the board issue later. Postpone it.
Can I get a point of clarification?
Congresswoman Edwards.
When we're asking entities to make changes, was that a motion? Or is it a suggestion? Or
I don't recall.
How are we communicating with others that we want changes made?
Congressman Big Horse.
I don't recall either. I just know that it was quite a wrestling match over whether it was advisory or governance, and I don't think we ever come out. There was no motion made on whether it was going to be governance or advisory, so we come out of that meeting leaving it as it was.
Controller Fox wants to weigh in. Controller Fox?
Well, I'm just curious on a matter of consistency. So you guys are discussing whether or not or how you would communicate to us that you want to change. But when we were discussing the Osage News budget, you guys took it upon yourselves to make a change to shift from other to conferences and events. So which way are we doing it? Are you guys making the change? Because it sounds like you know exactly what the change needs to be. And if you're not going to accept the documentation that was submitted to you, then just go ahead and change it, because you know what it is.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I'm definitely going to take it upon myself, since that's my job, to work through this. But my question was, are we asking if we find a mistake, like we have here, a mistake, do we ask the executive branch or whoever prepared the budget to correct the mistake? This has actually nothing to do with debating what type of board it is. It's listed twice. Isn't that the issue? Congressman Potts?
Correct. The board stipends are listed in support documentation for Osage News, and they are also submitted in the editorial board.
So there was two. It was listed twice, so we needed a correction to that. And the question is, and there's a mistake.
Congresswoman Edwards, come on.
Can I finish my comments? I need to know. She needs to know, too. Who's going to make the change when there's a mistake?
Controller Fox.
Okay, so if we're going to fix mistakes, then if you guys want the budgets resubmitted with all mistakes fixed, then we're going to have to submit every single budget, because donations was left off the template, and the template said direct services and not direct assistance. So every single budget needs resubmitted.
Okay, so I'm a bit confused. Ms. Doody's at the table. Ms. Doody, do you know of any other changes that need to be made to your budget other than taking the board stipends out of the Osage News portion of the budget?
I remember that we discussed that at the last appropriations meeting, and that's the last I knew of it, and I assumed that it was fixed before this meeting.
Does anyone else know of any other changes that need to be made to their budget? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are aware of a document notification, but we have not received an official communication for the policies and procedures of this branch of government on a plan to move forward where we are notified of an amendment that needs to be made. So I don't know at this time if there are other changes that need to be made.
Well, it would just appear to me if that's the case, we've got the director here. I mean, let's back the board stipends out of the Osage News budget and make that amendment and move on. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Page 3, line 114 and a half, employee benefits and payroll taxes, strike 70,160 and insert 61,215. Page 3, line 121, indirect costs, strike 64,254 and insert 62,445 and adjust totals throughout the bill.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The number identified in the support documentation is 8,944.78, so I rounded that to $8,945 to reduce from employee benefits and payroll taxes, subsequent 20.22% of 8,945 is 1,808, I believe, which is the number that's reduced from IDC.
Any more discussion?
It'll adjust totals accordingly throughout the bill.
Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion carries. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to postpone ONCA 1971 to the call of the chair.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? I've got a question, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Why do you feel compelled to postpone?
Well, I believe that we've discussed the status, that things aren't set here. We have a Section 7 that has to do with the boards. I heard from members at the table that they, of the Government Operations Committee, that they thought they could get that straightened out before the end of the session. So we're in no rush right now. It's here. We've visited it. If the changes could be made, we'll dump the new numbers in this committee and send it out on the floor and pass it. So that's what I heard the members of the committee say. Did you hear them say something different?
The issue to me is whether it's a governance or an advisory board, and also some mysterious support documentation that no one from the executive branch appears to know anything about. And we could ask our counsel for an opinion on whether they're a governance or an advisory
board. Call for the question.
There's a motion for a call for the question. Is there a second?
Sorry.
Okay, I know.
Okay. Second. Okay, we're going to vote on call for the question. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
No.
One no. Okay, we're to the question. Madam Clerk, would you repeat the question or the motion and have a roll call vote, please?
The motion is to postpone ONCA 1977 to the call of the chair. Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
3-3. Motion fails. Okay, we're still on ONCA 1971. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I voted against the call to the question because I believe that debate still needs to take place. We still have an issue of support documentation that's been communicated to this body, not through official communication, that needs to be addressed. We've been struggling with this throughout this session. It's time. We are at the table to consider these events today. We don't have the tools in front of us to be able to do our jobs. That's not okay. And it's not the news, it's not Osage News' fault. Although there is some issue of an independent budget being submitted. I mean, we do have to address that, but that's a later argument. That's not the fault of Osage News today, but we have issues that need to be addressed today. And we're still struggling to view correct documents. That's why I voted against a motion to call for the question. This conversation needs to happen.
Ms. Duty, then Congressman Big Horse and Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I would just like to know, what is the support documentation you requested?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's not support documentation that we requested. It's support documentation that was submitted by the executive branch, not through official communications that are recognized by this body.
Congressman Big Horse.
I voted no, because I thought maybe we could debate on whether this is a governance or advisory board and come out with a decision.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
If I may speak to Congressman Big Horse, I think that does need to happen. But I think that the legislation that would be operative in that can't be made in the appropriation bill. It has to be made in the piece of legislation that's on the table in governmental operations to be inserted into that bill. So we couldn't act on that today. So I was told yesterday that we would have those documents today. Or they said they would come yesterday afternoon in a conversation with the treasurer. Madam Clerk, have we received those communications yet?
No, ma'am.
And part of that conversation was we're at a standstill because we don't have the documents that we need to do our work here at the table. So it makes the process more difficult than it has to be when we don't have the papers in front of us to work with. We want to get this done. We want to be able to look at accurately what the executive would like for us to consider. But if the documents aren't here, we can't move forward with this process. What we can do is make our best estimates on these issues and do our job as a legislative branch and strike and amend things in. I would prefer to have a document that says this is what we'd like to do, and then like let this body make a judgment from there instead of just hearing about that this is what they would like to happen, or what is wished to happen on the budget. So I'm still looking forward to the documents coming that Treasurer Littleton said would be here yesterday, and it's been delayed every day. So that's my statement on what we're doing here. That's why I think we need to postpone. If we don't have the tools we need to work with, we can't do the work, or we make our best guesses.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Well, I've heard this argument going on for days over communications and back and forth and back and forth. And so the documents aren't here. So to say we've received them, if we're not going to accept them in official capacity, then there are no documents. It's not in writing. There are no documents. So I say we go forward with what we have.
I've got Ms. Rivard.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to reiterate to the committee that the documents are available. They're currently in Mike Roy. And they've also been emailed 4 times. So I think if you guys wanted to recess, you could print that and then you could move on. Since, you know, I just wanted to let Ms. Shaw know that the documents are available right now for discussion. And I've just confirmed with the controller, and I can see in the audit history that they've been sent to Mrs. Sneed via email at least 4 times. And so the documents are here and available if you guys want to consider recessing and addressing Osage News budget.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Okay, 2 questions. One, I thought the Osage News submitted independently of the executive branch because they were an independent budget.
Ms. Doody.
I guess I'm a little confused as to what is happening here, but in the last appropriations meeting, we went through every appropriation we're asking for and explained why we needed it. Other than that, I don't know what the committee is asking for.
Congresswoman Edwards, there's a line of people wanting to talk. Congresswoman Edwards, we don't have back and forth discussions.
Can I finish my question? You're being rude to me, and I don't like it. I have a question.
You're talking without being recognized. No one
I thought
else
I was
that.
Recognized. May I finish my question? I said I have 2 questions.
Okay. Your second question is?
This question is directed to anybody over there. I've heard for 2 weeks that we would like to receive, pursuant to our policy, a written communication so that we can show receipt and we can stamp it in as a communication from the executive branch of government. Now, actually, with respect to the Osage News, I think they can submit it themselves and we can stamp it in. But is there a reason a piece of paper cannot walk down here officially signed by on a form that we've used and that it gets stamped in and that we can move forward with that? Is there a reason that can't happen?
That's a question for the treasurer.
I said whoever can answer. And, okay, you want to hear from the treasurer? Can we ask the treasurer then?
This discussion's been going on for a few days now.
But it needs to be resolved.
Right. So. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand the comments of Ms. Rivard, and I recognize that they have been emailed to our body. I recognize that they exist in MICROI, none of which are open records that are transparent and in any way conform to the policies and procedures of this branch of government. I further communicated that to Treasurer Littleton, Ms. Fox, Chief Standing Bearer, CCing the Speaker of our Congress and Second Speaker of our Congress, stating, it has been brought to my attention that budgets are not being submitted through the established process. We will not consider these budgets submitted outside of our established process and congressional policy. Congressional policy states that the Chair of Appropriations, I'm to facilitate getting correct budgets on file. In an attempt to do that, this email to the Treasurer states, as discussed at great length during an appropriations meeting on July 31st, at which both Ms. Fox and the Treasurer were present, a motion was made and passed by this committee to require that changes in support documentation be made through official communications through the Office of the Clerk. That has not happened to date, thus leaving us here at the table to not be able to consider the documents that we need. I then further clarified that Osage law does not allow for email communications to be open records. That is not an acceptable form of communication for this body to consider. It's outside of our policies. I agree with Congresswoman Stabler. If we want to go forward doing the best we can, that's our prerogative. We are charged with setting the budget of the nation. That is our job. I believe that's what I've done with an amendment to take out board stipends. I think Osage News is unfairly being caught up in the middle of this argument. But it's an argument that still needs to be made and understood. This body has a process for receiving information to be considered. It's being ignored, and we have a problem.
I've got Congresswoman Stabler next, and Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move for a 10-minute recess.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I'm fine.
Move for a 10-minute recess.
Motion to recess. Is there a second? Motion dies for lack of a second. Treasurer Littleton, you've stepped up to the podium.
Yes, we did have a discussion yesterday over official notifications and what was the method in the past. And in that discussion, we also talked about the new technology that had been introduced. The original budget, along with all supporting documents, the original budget for the executive branch was submitted in a paper form and was signed as received. All the supporting documents were submitted electronically and have been all this session. Now, I understand that some people, let me get better control of my thoughts here. I have understood in a discussion yesterday that, and a discussion we had the day before, that all of the second submission and third submission for were not accepted because they weren't in the form that historically had been accepted by the nation. Before we submitted the original budget and also all the supporting documents in that form, we had a discussion with the Attorney General office, and they informed us that, in their opinion, what we were doing was correct, and also that they felt like that we were getting hung up on the difference between a document and delivery. And I voiced that yesterday. I also voiced yesterday that we would correct our submission on the secondary budget corrections, supplement information, in a form that would be acceptable. I did not say I would have it yesterday afternoon. Okay, I did not say that. We can do that. And if that's what is holding this nation up, the difference between an electronic submission and a paper submission, we can correct that. But I think really what is at issue here is a bigger issue. And I apologize if I've hurt someone's feelings. I apologize if someone has taken this personally. To me, it's business. I'm trying to make a business decision here based on what I feel like the Osage Treasury is in the best interest of our resources. And if you're telling me now that you will not consider anything electronically submitted to you in the future, that it has to be a piece of paper, it has to be brought down here and signed, we can make that happen, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to slow down a lot of things that has been accepted in the past, and it's also going to prolong your days here, I think. So, I'm in my position because you let me be in it, okay? And I'm trying to do the best job I can for the Osage Nation, for the resources we have, including the individuals. So that's my statement.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Treasurer Littleton. I think I want to address the bigger issue here and the motions that were made and the letters that the appropriation chair sent. And I want to address all the directors here, too, because we're all a part of this. We all serve the people of the nation. We need to get our budgets expedited so we can work. And I think what I want to say first is, actually, I want to stand up and look at you.
Mike Roy, this budgeting process this year, I believe, was new for you also. Is that a correct statement, Treasurer Littleton?
Yes.
First time you guys have done it. We have had a, I have always supported advancing our technology here at the nation where we can do things like this. I've supported it by talking to Ms. Fox when she first became our controller. And I told her, I said, I'll give you money to get these systems updated so our technology can follow, so we can advance, make this be better for everyone. I've always supported it. I've supported it with an appropriation also. And not just with Ms. Fox. I started talking about it with our previous treasurers. I'm happy we're here with Mike Roy, but as you guys know, this process was new and different for you. And as I've explained to Treasurer Littleton, this process is new and different for us. This body functions under a body of rules so we can do our business open and in public, so the Osage people who we all serve can look and see what we're doing with this nation's money. I am committed and dedicated to that. And when we have arguments like this, we make our nation look foolish. I have asked that we, and I made the motion on July 31st because I knew this process was going to be new and I'm willing to embrace it. But I made that motion so we could follow our old process to see how this new process was going to slide in to our legislative process. Because I knew we would hit snags. I knew things would be different. And I've asked that in a kind way to people just to be ignored. So I'm letting you directors know that we don't have the information here that follows our age-old process that you're used to and that I'm used to. And I'm also going to make the statement, I am not saying I'm not willing to advance beyond that. But give us a minute here so we can get these appropriations out for the needs to serve our people. And I can't understand, not one little bit, why we're having this conversation. Because it's been requested. It's not the first time we've said it. I know it's maybe the first time you guys have heard this, but it's been discussed at this table since the budgets were submitted back in July. And here we are on the 19th day of September, 2 months in from July 15th, and I'm disappointed. Not with any of you, but just with what's going on. So thank you.
I'll take a little bit of fault here. I think we've kind of ventured off of the motion to postpone. So would anyone else like to have any discussion regarding postponing? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I still stand opposed to postponing at this time because I think this conversation still needs to happen. I can echo some of what Congresswoman Edwards has said, or Congresswoman Whitehorn has said.
I think that, your email, the one that you read, I mean,
that dates back to
pretty concise.
July, and furthered again on September 12th, I believe.
We've had this discussion for a while.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to direct the Acting Chair of Appropriations.
We have a motion on the floor, Congressman Potts.
I withdraw my motion.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
I'd like to make a motion to direct the Acting Chair of Appropriations to work with the Speaker of Congress to submit a question to the Attorney General for an official opinion with the stated question, does the Executive Branch through the Attorney General's Office have the ability to set policies and procedures of the Osage Nation Legislative Branch?
Motion on the floor.
Second for discussion. I need to hear it read again.
Second discussion. Congresswoman Edwards, then Congressman Potts.
May I direct a question to the Treasurer, please?
Sure.
When do you believe that you could get the written documents that comply with legislative policy to the legislative branch?
How long will it take us to go up and print those out?
They're being printed as we speak.
So what?
Can I expound upon that? They're being printed as we speak, and we can deliver them as soon as they're printed and reviewed.
So I would take that as in the next half hour.
Probably.
Treasurer Littleton, I'll recognize you. You want to expound? Is that what you?
Not at this. No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I withdraw.
Yeah. I had Congressman Potts next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For clarification, I can repeat. The motion is to direct the acting chair of appropriations, Congressman Walker, to work with the Speaker of Congress to submit a question to the Attorney General for an official opinion with the stated question. Does the executive branch, through the Attorney General's office, have the ability to set policies and procedures of the Osage Nation legislative branch? The reasoning for the motion is the Treasurer has stated that upon receipt of my communication that was unacceptable and outside of our policy, consultation was sought from the Office of the Attorney General, and that unofficial opinion, I believe, unless it was submitted as an official opinion, which point we should have it, I don't believe we have it, my understanding is that opinion was utilized to say that we've satisfied the policy of the legislative branch. Our branch clearly states that it must be submitted through official communication in writing. So I would like to ask the Attorney General's office if the executive branch, through the Office of the Attorney General, has the ability to set our policies and procedures, which I believe would be a clear violation of separation of powers. That's why I believe we need
to. I think the question is much greater than that. I'm going to have to vote no on that. I think most junior high students in the first month of civics class can answer that question. I don't mean to be rude, but I mean the question is much greater than that. Congressman Potts.
Mr. Chair, I will wait for big questions to be asked all day long. I welcome your amendment to my motion.
Any more discussion regarding the motion? Is everyone clear on the motion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm going to support it because I feel that's exactly what's happening here. And I know the question's greater than what you say, but I think that motion also gives you and Speaker Tillman the ability to expedite that.
Congressman Potts and Congresswoman Edwards.
And I would agree with your comments, Chairman Walker. I do. I learned that in my civics classes, and I further studied it in college and in my studies in my graduate school. It's not something that needs to be done by motion, but we're here at the table experiencing it, so clearly something does need to be addressed.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I'd like to get some clarification from the Treasurer before I vote. Treasurer Littleton, were you saying that, I understood you to say that you asked for clarification on some semantics. Are you saying that you asked the Attorney General's office whether you needed to submit these documents in writing?
We asked the, what happened, without trying to prolong this, the letter that Chairman Potts sent back to me was via email. It wasn't through our official communication. So when we got notification that you would not accept electronic submission of support documents, it was sent to us via an email. We forwarded that email to the Attorney General's office, and their reply was that they confirmed what we were doing and said that they felt like Congress was getting hung up on delivery as opposed to a document. And so that's why we did what we did. We consistently did what we did. And what I was wanting to voice just a minute ago was yesterday in this discussion that you've brought up and that we talked about, I was also notified by Congressman Potts that it was too late, that he wouldn't accept them now. So that's why they're not here. He said it's too late. They can't be sent back to committees for their consideration, and so that's why they're not here today. But I can have them here. We can if you want to go on and do business, we can have them here in a short period of time because we really feel like you need to look at them.
One follow-up.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So is the official communication process of the Treasury and the accounting office also through written submission?
Well,
because you said it's not complying with our official communication process.
That's a very good point. We're rewriting our policies and procedures right now. We accept email communication between the branches because we know it speeds things up, okay? But on the former policies and procedures, which have been outdated, there was the same courtesy of a signed acknowledgement always given, so.
And you're aware that the law does not provide that emails are public records?
I had not heard that opinion until it was voiced by members of this Congress. I'm not an attorney, I'm sorry, so I'm not.
Do you want to be?
No, I don't. Honestly, I don't. So.
Well, that's just the law. We've had that discussion several times when I tried to change it, which would probably solve a lot of our problems.
Mm-hmm. Congressman Potts, I have you next, but the speaker stood up. I believe he wants to have the floor. Speaker Tillman.
I yield. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Congressman Potts, just for now, just as we consider your motion, I've been sitting here listening to this 30 minutes, 40 minutes, I'm not sure. We got started early today. We got this meeting scheduled from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock this evening. And in a leadership role, which I am in with this Congress, yes, we've been looking at this since July 31st. And basically what we have, I think everybody understands, we get a piece of paper delivered to us since the start of this Congress in a certain way. And it changed this year. And it is because of technology. So with the leadership position that I am in, and Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear, I would love to sit down with him, and I know he would embrace it, for a 30-minute conversation with the treasurer, with the controller, the appropriations chair, and the second speaker, and come to some decisions, because what we're doing right now is going nowhere. We're going nowhere. If we're going anywhere, we're going backwards. So consider that motion. Take it off. I'll call the chief. We're grown people here. Let's have a 30-minute conversation. See if we can get this done so we can continue on with our work. That's all I'm saying. Thank you.
Congressman Potts, we still are on your motion for the Attorney General's opinion.
Mr. Chair, I believe that as Chair of Appropriations, since July 13th and before that, we have operated within the bounds of congressional policies and procedures. We continue to do so today. I don't know that this is a new problem. It's being presented now as a new problem, but I welcome the speaker's call for a conversation. I think it's overdue. I think it was due July 31st. I welcome the speaker's call for a conversation. I'm more than willing to attend, but I think the motion needs to go forward. That needs to be clarified, or we will continue down this path of any time our policies and procedures are in conflict with something that is being requested of an executive branch official. The same is true in reverse. If we're not complying with their policies and procedures, we don't have the ability to change their policies and procedures. I think the question still needs to be posed to the Attorney General. But I do welcome the speaker's call, and I can clear some time this afternoon, I can clear some time this morning. But I assure you, in those meetings, I will stand behind congressional policies and procedures until they're changed.
We're still in discussion regarding the motion for the Attorney General's opinion. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, we don't have an Attorney General right now. we are going to ask the attorney, whoever, somebody in the attorney general's office, I guess, to give us an advisory opinion about our own policies. In and of itself, that might be a separation of powers issue. Somebody's already given an advisory opinion over there already. I would prefer that you guys try to work this out. I'm sorry, I thought it was worked out yesterday.
Me too.
And was looking forward to getting past this issue. I don't know why everybody's throwing their sword in the ground, spear in the ground. I'm going to vote no.
I'm ready to vote. Congressman Potts, do you have anything you want to be recognized?
No.
I appreciate your frustration.
Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Motion fails. We're still on ONCA 1971.
Move to postpone ONCA 1971 to the call of the chair.
Second. We're in discussion. I'm going to weigh in. I think we should table it, not postpone it.
Okay. I withdraw my motion and re-urge a table.
Motion to table.
Second.
With a second. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 1971 has been tabled, and
motion
hopefully
to recess
we'll show
to
up
the,
on the agenda later.
Motion to recess to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion and a second to recess. Any discussion? Seeing Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With the eye of recess to the call of the chair, my intention will be to break here for session. Depending on what time we're done with session, I can make a motion and, or an announcement and motions and notices to see if we come back in before government operations or if we need to wait until after GovOps. So that will be my intent.
Okay. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of recessing say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, we're in recess.
Man, I feel worn out already.
RJ?
Yes.
Exactly.
I know.
RJ, when I ask a question, there's a reason I want.